etiquette of religion. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion. Etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Once again, we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear about Islamic teachings and good traits. Today, the topic of our program is trust, meaning amanat. The religion Islam is the greatest protector of the rights of people. Therefore, the religion Islam gives the order of the actions through which the rights of people are protected. One of those actions is trustworthiness as well. In the Holy Quran and Hadith, the order of returning the trust and not misappropriating it has been given with great emphasis. In today's program, inshallah, we're going to listen to the importance of protecting a trust and what lesson our Islam has given about it. At the same time, we are going to hear about the trustworthiness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As usual, before we proceed further, let's listen to the blessing of reciting Durood-e Paak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting when his salah performer came. As soon as he completed his salah, he supplicated, O Allah Almighty, forgive me, have mercy upon me. Upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O salah performer, you have made haste. When you offer salah, first you should sit and praise Allah Almighty as per His splendor, and recite durood upon me, and then make supplication. Then another salah performer came. He offered salah, praised Allah Almighty, and then recited the durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O salah performer, make supplication. Your supplication will be answered. In the commentary of this hadith, Maulana Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala quoted that the previous salah performer prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a medium, without a wasila, whereas this is the right over a person who is praying that he should present a medium, that he should present a wasila before he makes supplication in the court of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we're going to listen about trustworthiness, where the order and the importance of protecting a trust and returning it to the rightful person are stated in Ahadith, in the Holy Quran too. While giving the order of returning the trust to its rightful owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اِتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ Translation from Kanzul Iman. So if you trust each other, then the entrusted one, borrower, should deliver his trust, pay his debt, and fear Allah, who is his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And from the people of the book, there is one who, even if you entrust him with a pile of wealth, will return it to you in full. And from the very same people, there is one who even if you entrust him with a single gold coin, dinar, will not return it to you unless you remain standing over him. This deceit is because they say, we will not be held accountable for the illiterate, and they knowingly ascribe lies to Allah. In the commentary, Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned under this verse that this verse was revealed about the people of the book, and it was clearly stated in it, There are two types of people, trustworthy and deceitful. Some are those to whom even if plenty of wealth is entrusted, they will return it on time without any difference. For example, a Quraysh entrusted 1,200 awqiya gold, which is about 147 kilograms gold, to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he returned the exact thing to him. Some people of the book are so dishonest that their intentions turn bad even for little wealth. For example, someone entrusted a gold coin to a person named Fanhas ibn Azura, but at the time of returning it, he denied it. About both types of people, it was said, from the people of the book, there is one who, even if you entrust him with a pile of wealth, will return it to you in full. And from the very same people, there is one, even if you entrust him with a single dinar, in other words, gold coin, will not return it to you unless you remain standing over him and demand it again and again. It is as if he will not return it out of the fear of Allah Almighty, rather out of the fear of people, and only upon demanding it again and again. Such trustworthiness is not admirable, which is not because of superb manners and the fear of the Lord Azza wa Jal. Rather, it is out of the fear of the people. The disbelievers used to commit such deceitful actions and would convince their nafs through the excuse that Allah Almighty had given the order of usurping the wealth of the people of other religions in His book, though they knew quite well that there is no such order in their books, and this opinion of theirs was an accusation upon Allah Almighty. From this, we learned that usurping someone's wealth through the deceit and oppression is haram, even though he is from another religion. Alhamdulillah, our Islam, the beautiful religion Islam, does not allow us to deceive even non-believers. On the night of migration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the responsibility of returning the trust of those people who intended to murder the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These were the same people who became the reason of migration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, while giving the glad tidings for the protector of trust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and the believers are those who guard their entrusted items and fulfill their oaths. In this verse, two or more attributes of successful Muslim are stated, that if something is entrusted to them, they do not misappropriate it and they fulfill their promise. Remember, whether trusts are from Allah Almighty or the creation, similarly, whether a promise is made to the Lord Azza wa Jal or to the creation, fulfilling all of them is compulsory. In Hadith 2, while giving glad tidings to those who protect trusts, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, guarantee me six things, I guarantee you paradise. When you speak the truth. When you make a promise, fulfill it. When something is entrusted to you, return it on time. Safeguard your private parts. Lower your gaze. Control your hands. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the protection of a trust is to return it to the one who entrusted it and not to use it in any way, whereas using someone's trust without Shari'i permission is called misappropriation. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, keeping a trust safely is wajib upon every Muslim, and misappropriating it is haram and leads to Jahannam. A trust not only means that we have someone's wealth with us and we protect it. No, rather, following the commandments of Allah Almighty and His Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, performing the actions which have been commanded and refraining from what has been forbidden is also trust. Similarly, if we are sitting in a gathering, the conversation which occurs in that gathering is also a trust to us. Sharing it with someone without the permission of the people who were present in that gathering is also prohibited. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. The person who is consulted for advice is a trustee. It is compulsory for him to give him only the advice which is useful and better for the person in his eyes. If he intentionally gave an unwise suggestion, he misappropriated the trust. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who gave his Muslim brother a suggestion regarding something, though he knows that the work other than this is better for him, this person who gave the suggestion is a cheat. And remember that a Muslim should always safeguard her trust and avoid misappropriating the trust, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, while stating the signs of hypocrisies, said, there are three things. The person who has three things will definitely be a hypocrite, though he regularly offers salah and fasts. One, when he speaks, he lies. Two, when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Three, when something is entrusted to him, he misappropriates it. Here in a hadith, hypocrite means the one who displays hypocrisy in actions. In other words, he commits the actions that hypocrites do. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is extremely necessary to hand over a trust to its owner, and misappropriating it is severely condemned and may cause the punishment of the Lord Azza wa Jalla as well. As it is narrated that some people came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah and said, we're on the Hajj journey. At the site of Safa, a person from our group passed away. When we dug a grave for him, we saw a huge black snake in it, which had occupied the grave. We left it and we dug another grave. We saw the same snake in it as well. We have come to you for the solution of this problem. So then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma replied, this is the punishment of his cheating, which he used to commit. Bury him in either of the two graves. I swear by the Lord Azza wa Jal, even if you dig the entire land of the world, you will find the same situation everywhere. Finally, they buried him in the same grave with the snake. They came back and returned his luggage to his family and asked his widow about his actions. She replied, he used to sell food and would misappropriate it in a way that he would take out some food from it for his house, and then to make up for the shortage, he would adulterate it. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. In the end times, such a time will come when people will not find a trustworthy person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, a time will come when honesty will be eliminated from the world. Only a trace of honesty will remain. For example, a fire causes a wound on the body, and after recovery, its mark remains on that part of the body. The actual color of the skin disappears, and a mark remains for many days. Similarly, the reality of trust will come to an end and the apparent traces will remain. People will do business, but nobody will be trustworthy. People will say, an honest person lives in so-and-so country, so-and-so city and village. People, while praising someone, will say, how wise, clever, and courageous that person is, though he will not have even a grain of faith in his heart. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given the lesson of protecting a trust and not misappropriating in his sayings, the practical life of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also at its best sample, and the trustworthiness of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was brilliant. Since the time before the revelation of the Holy Quran, the disbelievers would remember the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by the title of Amin, in other words, a trustee, and they would entrust their things to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to some Madani pearls about the trustworthiness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, أنا أمين من في السماء يأتيني خبر السماء صباحا ومساء. I am a trustee of the owner of the heaven. I receive heavenly messages from him from morning to evening. How splendid the truthfulness and trustworthiness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. Even his mortal enemies used to believe him to be truthful and trustworthy. Therefore, when the disbelievers of Makkah became the mortal enemies to defend their evil ideology, and at night, na'udhu billah, they surrounded the blessed house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to murder him, at that time too, their trusts were with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we be sacrificed upon him. How wonderful is his way of trustworthiness that even at that time of migration, he commanded Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to return the trust of the people before leaving. The Lord Azza wa Jal made the blessed face such a shining star of truthfulness and trustworthiness that without any acquaintance and witnesses, people would trust him. Hence, it is narrated that a group stopped in a place out of the city near Medina. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam happened to pass by it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked them, "Where are you headed?" They replied, "Medina." He asked them, "For what?" They replied, "To get dates." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam pointed to a camel and asked, "Do you want to sell it?" They replied, "Yes." The deal was done and the price was settled. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam held her up the camel and left. Those people became lost in the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those people became lost in the beauty, elegance, and the awe of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a way that they did not even demand the price. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left, they said to one another, "What have we done? We don't even know the person, and we handed over the camel to him, and that too without a price." In the meantime, a woman from the same group who was observing all this said, "Do not blame yourself. I have seen the face of such a person who will never cheat you. I swear by Allah Almighty, I saw that his face was like part of the full moon of the 14th lunar night. I guarantee the price of your camel." In the meantime, a holy companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived, and while giving them the dates more than the price, he said, "Take them, eat them till you're full, measure them, and take your price." It means he granted them much more dates than the price. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just think how important the protection of a trust is in the eye of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. "I seek refuge when the enemies of his life had besieged his house." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam handed over the trust to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and ordered him to return those trust to their owners. We are the ummatis of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who would protect trust so much. Just think about whether we protect trust or misappropriate them. While keeping this aspect of the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam inside inner view, we should always make the intention that we will always protect a trust and avoid misappropriating it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to safeguard trust and act upon the commandments of Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May He always keep us safeguarded from the sin of cheating. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.